The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, humpy, yumpy, yumpkin. You are my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Trina get revenge on her man Oliver, say aye.
Aye.
Trina, good morning.
Hi, guys, how are you?
We are so blessed. How can we help you this morning?
My uncle has been, like, staying with us for a month because he's, you know, a little bit on the older side. He's retired, and he's actually never been to Phoenix before. So, you know, I figured I would, like, do the nice thing to fly him out, and I really enjoy him staying with us. But my husband, I don't know why. I guess because he has to entertain him, but he has not been enjoying his stay as much. And I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess he's from the older generation. I've been busy with work, so my husband has to keep him entertained, but I don't think that that's, like, that big of a deal. But just 2 days ago, I get a call from my uncle, and he tells me that he wants to change his flight to leave that day. He wants to get the hell out of Phoenix.
Why? What happened?
Okay, so I thought my husband was going to do something nice and take him out. He took him out to a card game with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband presented my uncle with a gift, but the gift was extra strength adult diapers because my uncle is kind of on the old side.
Wait, does he use adult diapers?
He doesn't even need them.
Ah, that's disrespectful at that point.
Yes, I think it's like, it's just a step too far.
Did your uncle run over him with his electrical wheelchair at that point?
Or
smack him with his cane?
Wow.
Threw his dentures at him?
Oh my God!
He doesn't need a wheelchair, he doesn't need diapers. And he's a very prideful man. He was one of my favorite uncles growing up too.
Is your husband close with your uncle? Does he know his, like, proudness at all? Is this intentional or...
No, this is the most extended time they've ever spent with each other.
Okay. It's a weird way to make a first impression.
Yeah.
Here's some diapers.
The thing is like, okay, so that is a little disrespectful. You should always respect your elders, but did Oliver ever apologize about this or have they made up with each other?
He just thinks it's just the most hilarious thing ever. It's just a joke. But
that's horrible.
I think he was the only one laughing. Not like my uncle definitely wasn't laughing. Nobody else was. They were just kind of...
They felt bad. What's your uncle's name?
His name is Uncle Nash.
Nash?
Yeah, Uncle Nash.
That's an old man name right there.
Stop.
Nashy.
Uncle Nash here.
Come give your big Uncle Nash a big hug.
Stupid ass Oliver.
What is wrong with y'all?
I hate that man of yours.
Okay, anyways, can we focus on the cupcake call?
When I was in World War II, I used to eat guys like you, Oliver.
Oh my gosh.
All right, how many seconds we're giving Uncle Nash?
Well, how old is he? 182? 182 seconds.
Guys.
Trina, we're going to give you 182 seconds for the candles he's blowing out this year.
Oh, my God.
To convince and coax your dumbass husband, Oliver, and baby talking to you, okay?
Yes, I'm so going to do it.
She's going to get revenge on you two as well. You better watch out.
I don't care. Come on.
Do you guys baby talk in the relationship?
Yeah, he has this little voice of his that I like to bring out, or he likes to bring out.
Hello.
It's called the little roly-poly.
The roly-poly, like the bug?
Yeah.
I hate bugs.
It's not a comparison to anything.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? Sure. Whatever works for you, honey, works for me.
The roly-poly.
I love my niece Trina, but... Stupid ass Oliver, I can't stand him.
Joey,
sorry.
That's pretty spot on.
Thanks. Oh my God.
Trina.
Trina's the baddest.
Trina. All right. Trina, we need Oliver's number because we're calling him up next.
Dang.
It's a cupcake call up next with the morning.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Uncle Nash, wake up. We are back with this cupcake call. We spoke to Trina. She let us know that her husband has been disrespectful in the worst way to her Uncle Nesh. Now, Uncle Nesh is older man, came to visit them in Phoenix, first time in Phoenix. Now, Trina, you're on the line. You have to work during the day, obviously, and you expected your husband, Oliver, to take care of Uncle Nesh, and he's been very disrespectful.
Yes. You know, I just wanted him to show him around, show him a good time. He took him out with his friends and presented him with a very nice gift of adult diapers.
And your uncle does not need adult diapers.
Not at all.
Trash. And so this was a really awkward situation, but your husband clearly thought this was funny. How did your uncle react?
It wasn't funny.
Oh, my God.
Stupid ass.
Well, he was ready to fly back home and probably never talk to us ever again.
Wow.
He was me demanding to change his flight.
Where's home for Uncle Nesh? Where does he live at?
He lives in New Jersey.
Oh, Jersey.
Oh, he flew so far.
That's like a 5-6 hour flight.
He's never been to Phoenix before, but he's just done. He's had enough. I'm sure he hasn't spoken to my husband since it's happened.
Jeez, when did it happen?
He called me 2 days ago, so I'm pretty sure he called me like right after it happened.
Oh, God. That's awkward.
So we need some revenge for Uncle Nesh. How many seconds are we going to give a Carla?
182.
182 seconds.
That's how old he is.
Hate that girl, Carla.
I hope he's not listening.
Hater.
Well, he can't hear if he doesn't turn on his hearing aid.
Oh my God. We're here to help.
Hate that girl, Carla.
We are here to help out Trina do a cupcake call with her husband. Are we ready?
Okay, yes.
Thank you, God.
Hello?
Joey!
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Oh.
What you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I'm just wondering what you're up to.
I'm just driving in traffic. What's up with you?
Oh, you're stuck in traffic. That sucks. Well, I was just, you know, I'm getting ready, and, like, I smelled some of your cologne here. It's just, like, in the bathroom, and it's just, like, it's really gotten me feeling, like, you know, I love that scent on you. It smells so sexy, you know?
Thanks.
Well, you know, it's really getting me feeling kind of, like, I remember how much, like, I miss that scent. I miss it all over me, you know? We haven't been, like, you know, we haven't had any time or any privacy to have our little, you know, sessions lately.
Damn. Okay, so you're really doing this right now while I'm in traffic?
Well, you know, my uncle, he's out on his walk. So we actually have 5 minutes or so.
So is this like phone sex? Like,
I just want my roly-poly to be home with me.
Okay, I'm down. Like, so I've never done this before. Like, what do we do?
Okay, I'll tell you what to do, okay?
Yeah, take it.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Yes, ma'am. All right.
All right, so please, can you pretend like we're just like back in the bed after a long night, and then you talk in that sweet, sweet voice, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh, yeah, will you do that voice for me, baby?
okay.
Just tell me who's anyone in the world. Oh, yeah?
You're my mama bear, and I love you so much. Especially when we get to do cuddles, and we get to hug all over each other, and you teach me new tricks. You're my favorite person. I can't wait to get home and hold you all night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly the voice, baby.
Ooh, you like that?
No, I don't.
That was the worst.
What the hell is
phone
that?
Sex ever. Oliver.
Is this like a three-way call?
No three-way here, buddy. Oliver, we have to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we're serious. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've been Cupcake Call!
Yeah! Got him!
Trina, you want to let him know why he's live on the radio embarrassing himself?
You have to know why. You can't just be, like, pranking my family members and not think that, like...
This is about your uncle?
Oh, stupid ass Oliver! I like to put my face all over your phone.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Oh, God.
Stupid prank. That was awful.
Yeah, that was disrespectful, man. Giving that old man diapers when he don't even need them, bro.
Yeah.
That's not the same shit. Like, I gave him diapers. He'll actually use those someday. Like, you just
involved. Oh, my gosh.
I hate that boy.
Listen to this station. Like, that's not the same thing. Like, this isn't the same prank. This is public.
If I were 60 years young, I'd kick your ass.
Don't be
like, you guys think this is a joke, but that's not even cool.
There's some of my bitch.
Like, embarrass him in front of all your friends, and that's...
Yeah, but that's, like, seven people. This is, like, how many people listen to the station, like...
Oh, eight. My God.
Oh, you got your bear with.
This isn't funny. Like, I don't know why you guys are laughing. This isn't funny.
That's... Let him have it, Tree. Skinny pants wearing dumbass.
Oh my God!
Sounds like somebody needs their diaper changed. Oh, wah, wah, wah.
Alright, I'm hanging up now.
Oh wow! What's the matter?
What's the matter, Oliver? I hate that boy.
Oh my God!
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love